T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As we all know, Greg Hargrave is an alum, just like John, the University of Michigan. So obviously, a huge fan of their sports. And actually, in a weird way, I almost think in some ways you actually like Michigan's basketball team more than the football team. That could be not true, but
Greg, you're talking about Greg.
Elements of Michigan basketball. I follow Michigan basketball pretty hard.
I know you do.
Say one of the few people at the station that really do.
I know, and you used to go cover games at no matter what time they played when they were not really good either at times, right?
I'd say early Beeline,
yeah.
When they kind of started good. Beeline had a couple of low years.
Yeah.
They're in the middle of the run, but yeah.
That's back when Stoney wanted Beeline fired.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Okay. So Rieger and Greg are the biggest Michigan basketball fans
yes.
here. I consider myself a bigger Michigan basketball fan than most people because I just don't find that many people care unless it gets to the tournament.
Correct.
I'll sit down and watch a non-conference regular season game.
Right.
You know, do I make way to watch Michigan CMU during the holidays? Probably not.
No.
You know, but you hit on something. The reason I want to elaborate, you know, Jeff took issue with everybody at the station yesterday, especially our show. For the whole, you know, rooting for MSU thing. And he has such a hatred for them. And I believe Jeff has his Michigan State opinion because he's actually such a big Michigan basketball fan.
Correct.
He's a bigger Michigan basketball fan than football by far.
He'll tell you that.
That's the reason. And the reason he is because Michigan has been such a little brother to Michigan State in basketball.
And he's a troll.
Yeah,
he was trolling last night.
Wasn't he?
Oh yeah, he was definitely.
And I can't wait to hear what he has to say about Izzo's comments.
Oh, he's gonna go crazy.
See, this is why.
Yes, I understand why people don't like Tom Izzo to a certain yeah. extent, especially if it is a huge rival of yours. I get all that. I just thought last night, and we'll get into Greg's deal in a second. I just thought to rip him like Rieger did for the final possession. Was absurd because they set up a decent play and two players opted not to shoot. That's not on the coach.
No.
If you're going to rip Tom Izzo, you can rip him for only, if you want to do that, like my old buddy Rob Parker texted me, because he's only won one championship and he's not great, fine. That's fact. If you want to rip him for the fact that the defense was bad last night, fine, rip him for that. But I don't think the final possession should be ripped.
But Stoney, Look, I'm not going to do whataboutisms because I will cite a real-world example. When Michigan had a play at Illinois to win or tie, and they drew up a great play for Joey Baker, and Joey Baker airballed it, your main criticism was of Juwan Howard.
Well, I wouldn't give the ball to Joey Baker. That was the criticism. And that's what it was.
Well, you wouldn't have given the ball to Steve Kerr either, but he didn't made it.
Well,
you know,
Michael Jordan knows better than I do, so I don't think... I don't know. Did Phil drop that play or did Michael Jordan decide to pass it to him? I don't know. No, my criticism was when the game's on the line, I don't want Joey Baker to take the shot. That was my criticism. So it's, yeah, a little bit Juwan, but it was more Joey Baker for shooting an air ball. That said, you took amazing glee in last night, didn't you?
I was rooting for Kansas State pretty hard last night. And I was texting back and forth with the aforementioned Jeff Rieger because he is the one guy that I can count on.
Careful who you associate with. Be very careful.
He is the one guy that I can count on to follow a Michigan State game with the same objective. We root against Michigan State, being hardcore Michigan basketball fans. Guys, you mentioned it. Look, Tom Izzo is part of a program that helped bury Michigan basketball, and now I'm supposed to root for him? No.
I took, and
that's what he's supposed to do. Like, he's supposed to win, and he's supposed to do his thing, and that's fine. I was rooting hard for Kansas State. As a Michigan basketball fan, as someone who's had to scratch and claw and find every ounce and every sort of thing to compare to Michigan State and try to get on their equal level, we feel like we got there at the tail end of the Beeline era. And then I'm trying to scratch and claw to maintain Michigan standing equal to Michigan State. So any time that Michigan State has an opportunity to go further in the tournament than Michigan, go another round in addition to where they already at, I'm going to root pretty hard for their opponent.
I respect you for that because you've always you're consistent with it. Here's the question I have. Do you consider in basketball, is basketball rivalry, I don't know, hierarchy different? So, like, if it was Ohio State, you wouldn't root for them, but would you have the fervor against Ohio State in basketball that you do for Michigan State?
No.
So when it went wide left, the game-winning kick at midnight New Year's, Ohio State, did you take great pleasure in?
I did.
See,
I took pleasure in it.
See, I don't root for the rivals. I said this, but I don't root against them either. It's like I'm kind of indifferent. I just want to see a good game, and that's what I saw last night. And I kind of afterward, I had a thought for a second. Wow, Michigan State fans, it sucks to be them.
Right.
But I didn't take pleasure, and I find this very revealing from Greg. This might be quite possibly, easily the trolliest thing you've ever said on the air.
Here's the money line that you're all waiting for.
Yes.
This is the line you're waiting for.
Say it.
The game last night, the elation and joy I felt in the aftermath of that game was as if Michigan had won that game. If Kansas State, their players, player for player and play for play, had worn Michigan uniforms, and Michigan State, play for play, player for player, had worn some other uniform, Texas A&M, Tennessee, Gonzaga, what have you, the feeling I had after last night's game would have been very similar. That elation and joy would have been very similar.
Wow, that's taking it one step further. That's the almost like the Michigan State football fan that's almost as happy when Michigan loses than when their own school wins.
Now, I believe
that's not all
Stoney,
of them. That's just a few.
It's not almost. It is. Stoney. He has gone to a place I never thought Greg Hargrave would.
Now, Stoney, I believe that criticism comes from a substitution of Michigan's playing on the same day, Michigan State's playing on the same day, and if...
The problem is they weren't.
Exactly.
Michigan wasn't even invited.
As Michigan State fans would so happily point out, Michigan didn't play. So this is all I got yesterday, man. This is all I have.
See, he's making up things in his imagination to make himself feel better.
What am I making up?
I'm just exaggerating, okay?
Michigan didn't
envisioning,
play us.
Envisioning Kansas State in Michigan uniforms.
I never envisioned you had that much hate. You're such a good person, a nice person.
Well, there's nothing wrong with some good quality rivalry hate.
I understand.
I'm not
going to
say
I never thought it would come from him, though, of all people.
He's a closet hater.
So last week, and all
you got to keep your eye on Greg
throughout his career. When you call Tom Izzo's cell phone to get him on the show, do you have to bite your tongue?
No, I can set it aside there. But watching a game in the middle of it, my allegiances are pretty clear.
Did you get out of your seat when Kansas State won?
Oh yeah!
Wow!
Oh yeah! We were pumped, man.
Who's we?
Exactly, the whole household.
No, just me. And Sarah, by the way, was working in the basement.
My imaginary friend.
Sarah was working in the basement, came up and said, I heard some exuberant yelling when I was downstairs.
Oh,
and I
boy.
Said, yes, it was very much like a Michigan game.
248-539-9797. Do you, as a Michigan fan, did you feel unabashed joy last night?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.